Understanding equity heat maps along with its categories and types. Visualizing market trends is one of the most crucial steps for an investor. Whether you are an intraday trader, options, or futures trader, catching the market drift is important. As technology continues to revolutionize the way we analyze financial data, more and more investors are moving towards data analyzing tools to interpret market trends more accurately than before, and equity heat maps emerged as one of the most powerful tools for visualizing market trends over the years. What is equity heat map chart? An equity heat map, also known as Nifty 50 and Sensex heat map, is a visual representation of top Nifty 50 and Sensex stocks in the form of a color-coded grid. Each grid has a set of cells representing the specific stock or index depending on the map you are reviewing. These cells are assigned a color by the system. These colors represent its performance. For example, green represents the rising price/volume, depending on the map type, and red represents the opposite. Color gradient provides a quick and intuitive way to assess the market's health at a glance. Shades of deeper green/red represent the significant gain/loss accordingly, whereas the shades of yellow/gray/orange represent neutral or modest changes. Once you get the gist of the stock/index/industry movement, go for the detailed chart view for a deeper understanding. Different categories of equity heat maps. Equity heat maps are categorized based on the base parameter. Here are a few types of equity heat maps. Volume heat maps. Volumes are an important parameter to see if the stock has gained gradual interest or is just a temporary pump. If you are an investor who judges a stock's credibility from the traded volume, go for the volume heat maps. The darker the color, the higher the volume. Price heat maps. These types of heat maps would help you understand the stock/securities momentum for the given time period. Price heat maps will identify the trends in the stock/security and are helpful in making early decisions. Order book heat maps. These heat maps show the distribution of limit orders for a particular stock or security. The darker the color, the higher the number of limited orders at that price. Order book heat maps can be used to identify areas of support and resistance, which are price levels where there is a lot of buying or selling interest. Liquidity heat maps. These heat maps show the liquidity of a particular stock or security. Liquidity states how difficult or easy it is to trade a share/security, which helps in setting a potential stop loss. It helps to stop resting liquidity or open interest. The darker the color, the higher the liquidity. This heat map helps the intraday traders the most. Types of equity heat maps. Equity heat maps can be curated according to your needs, mostly. Whether you are investing in stocks or securities, there are various kinds of options available to cater to your requirements. 1. Nifty 50 heat map. The Nifty heat map provides a visual representation of the Nifty 50 index. It showcases the performance/price movements of 50 stocks that make up the Nifty 50 index for the selected time frame, such as monthly/daily/yearly, etc. Investors often use the Nifty 50 index to get a quick overview of the market, to identify the stocks performing and to spot potential trading opportunities. For them, the Nifty 50 heat map could be an invaluable tool for those. 2. NSE heat map. The NSE heat map showcases the performance of stocks listed on the National Stock Exchange. It allows investors to track a broader spectrum of assets, providing insights into sectors beyond the top 50. NSE heat maps are useful to traders trying to understand the market sentiments and looking for opportunities. 3. Stock heat map. A stock heat map allows investors to focus on specific individual stocks. If you're deeply interested in particular companies or industries, this heat map helps you monitor their performance over the years with precision. How to read equity heat map. When you open an equity heat map, you see a set of blocks of categorized industries with multiple cells of the company registered under the said industries. Here are a few details you should be paying attention to while reading the equity heat maps. The X and Y axis of the heat map, the horizontal axis or X axis represents the price of the stock, and the vertical axis or Y axis usually represents the time. The color scale, the gradient color scale represents the changes in trend and data. For example, if a heat map is using a color scale of green and red, then green represents the gains/higher value where red might represent the losses or lower values. The patterns in the heat map. The patterns in the heat map can reveal important information about the stock, such as areas of support and resistance, price trends, and liquidity. In conclusion, equity heat maps are valuable tools for visualizing market trends and making data-driven investment decisions. However, like any tool, they come with potential limitations and risks. By using them in conjunction with other analysis methods and by staying vigilant in monitoring market conditions, you can harness the power of heat maps while safeguarding your investments. In the dynamic world of finance, staying informed about FII data and stocks in the news, and making timely decisions is paramount to success.